why we think the Fixer brand is an important brand to be helping people in the market, and why we think from a strategic point of view, from an economic point of view, what we're doing as a company, as an individual actually, with so many different parts of the company, could be very beneficial as a holistic solution to a lot of property investors out there, not just from buying a portfolio point of view, but also if you've got a portfolio, how to potentially save it as well under difficult circumstances. A bit of background about myself. So 20 years in corporate life as a project manager, IT, worked for organizations like Gives and Hawks as a operations manager, my first job, not too far from here. Then lived in Italy for about 4 or 5 months to learn Italian. Came back, then I worked for quite a few large corporates for NCR, AT&T. I was the head of call center for 2 years. Then I moved on to becoming a call center manager. Then I became the head of IT for Europe, Middle East, and Africa for AT&T NCR for the bid solutions outsourcing side of the company. I became an expert in something called Lotus Notes Domino. And then I got headhunted by Deloitte to head up their global internet presence and their IT for global taxation. So I had a really, really cool job where I would actually go around the world traveling and presenting various countries to all the head IT directors for various jurisdictions, and also talk to them about web strategy and IT strategy and tax technical strategies, etc., and how we can actually improve our IT infrastructure so that we could win more business. So that was quite exciting, actually. So while I was at Deloitte, one of my first ideas was to set up a training company. I got permission from Deloitte to set up a training company to do training abroad in various countries, including Pakistan, to improve management skills. Unfortunately, that business didn't go that well. Then I decided to get into property, spent about a year researching property. And then I built up a portfolio in the first couple of years, made £1 million. And from there, went from strength to strength, left my daytime jobs. I had quite a lot of good consultancy roles working for Houses of Parliament, Department of Education, Guildford Council. So I left all of that to do property full time. Unfortunately, got hit by the crash in 2007-2008, and had a problem with one major person who was owed money to, and who decided to actually come after Lucky Singh at the time, 15 years ago, and said that we're going to make you and your family suffer if you don't make these payments back to us, which at that time I couldn't because the market had pretty much crashed. So ended up losing a multi-million pound property portfolio, losing the house, going through some major personal turmoil for 4 or 5 years. So since that time, myself and another partner, we got together. We started helping people with the property problems because I'd actually had my own problems. And that experience bode well. And so we've helped literally thousands of people with property portfolios now. After losing the portfolio, had a help from a consultancy that came in to help me. Then I joined up with that director of that consultancy, and we formed something called Rescue My Properties, immediate bank claims, management consultants for you, and various other state agencies that sell properties, including LPA Properties, which we're about to launch. So we've become pretty much like a comprehensive one-stop shop place, go-to place where people can come and we can help people deal with their property matters. Those property matters can be anything from a legal issue to a sale issue or a finance issue or even a growth issue, a tax cost reduction issue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and give you some case studies today as well of the type of clients we've helped, the things we've done. So the four or five key areas that we specialize in is, well, the topic actually for today is how to get properties, build up a multi-million pound portfolio from LPA receivers. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go a bit deeper than that and tell you across the board what we do first.